Welcome to Jaguars Thursday. Former Jaguars Jeff Loggeman and Tony Baselli bring you expert insight and analysis of your Jacksonville Jaguars. Now to get things started, here's the host of Jaguars Thursday, J.P. Shadrick.
Welcome in, Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, Tony Baselli, Jeff Loggeman off this week. The offseason rolls along. The combine right around the corner next week. The Jaguars brass will be in Indianapolis and scouting staff and coaching staff to evaluate prospects for the upcoming 2018 NFL draft. Plenty to get to tonight. The Jaguars picked up some options the last few days. They let a couple guys decline on options as well. And we'll go through some pending free agents with Tony Baselli. Where are you, Tony? Tony, are you there?
I am in Chicago.
Chicago?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We got you. How's the weather in Chicago? Tony, are you there?
Well, it's beautiful, JP. It's technical difficulties.
A little delayed. That's okay. Yeah, I'm sure the weather is lovely in Chicago this time of year with the end of February coming up and then going into March. So, Tony, what about the options on Mercedes Lewis? What do you think?
I think it's great. I mean, number one, you need to bring him back. He's a guy that is valuable in the sense of veteran presence, still a good run blocker, not what he once was. Still.
We've lost Tony Baselli in Chicago. We'll try to get back with him on the phone coming up here in just a little bit. Yeah, so the Jags the other day took the options on tight end Mercedes Lewis, offensive lineman Tyler Shatley, and offensive lineman Josh Wells. Lewis will enter his 13th season with the Jacksonville Jaguars, a guy who's obviously a first-round pick with the Jags 12 years ago and has been a lot to the organization with so many changes over the years. He's been one of the main constants for this football team. And then depth on the offensive line with Tyler Shatley, a guy that has had some starting time with the Jags over the last year or so, filling in roles there and had some time as a long snapper in field goal situations last year against the Chargers. Josh Wells, swing tackle, and had his moments last season as well. They declined options on tight end Michael Rivera and wide receiver Aurelius Ben, so those guys are set to become free agents when the league year begins, in middle of March. March 14th is when the league year begins as well. So those are that's the latest news for the Jags the last few days. Of course, the big news around the Jaguars, at least from the fans' perspective, social media and such, what's going to happen with Allen Robinson and Aaron Colvin? They are due to become free agents at the start of the league year in mid-March. Allen Robinson, he's a guy that is going to want to command big-time money, big number one money, and are the Jags willing to spend that kind of money for Allen Robinson? Big question. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks. You'll likely see, and you saw the story today if you've looked online at all on NFL.com or anything, Drew Brees and his agent and the Saints are going to talk at the Combine in Indy. Don't be shocked if something like that happens over the next week or so between pending free agents for the Jaguars and the Jags themselves, the Jaguars brass in Indianapolis. Everybody in the NFL is at the Combine in Indianapolis, so a lot of deals get made, a lot of conversations behind closed doors happen for pending free agents in those meetings in Indianapolis. So that's something that could happen over the next week or so. Our coverage in Indianapolis will start Wednesday. We'll be there for Jaguars.com. We'll have live shows, interviews, press conferences, behind-the-scenes access, so many other things happening next week in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. The Jags, you know, it's a weird time of year, right? This is a little bit of a lull in the schedule right now. The combine coming up next week, and then the free agency begins in mid-March, into March owners meetings down in Orlando for a few days, and then of course the run in March up to the April draft at the end of April. So this is that little lull in that window where the window is open for franchise tags. You're seeing a little news around the league on that. Not much happening here. That the deadline is happening the day after the combine in Indianapolis. So a little bit of quiet right now, actually, for the Jags. But that could change. That will change in the next couple of weeks. Tony Baselli back with us now Tony, have you figured it out in Chicago?
You know what? I apologize. You know, sometimes technology just does not work the way you want it to work. That is for sure.
Well, this is one of those times, apparently. That's okay, though.
Well, you know what, JP? I apologize. You know, you're sitting there by yourself. I was trying to get a flight back to come see you and join you.
Yeah.
And the dang airlines didn't work. And then, you know, it's just, I'm not happy right now. Hey, I'm happy with the whole thing.
You know what? We'll make it work, Tony. It's okay, man.
Well, we always do.
It's okay. This is a good. No Jeff this week too. He's on vacation on some island somewhere.
Well, listen. I'd rather be on an island with Jeff, to be honest with you.
Than in some hotel room in Chicago, huh?
Yeah, trust me. Where I'd rather be is in the studio with you. You can tell Max that I'm back on Skype if he can see me. So there we go.
Oh, okay. Jaguars.com.
I'd much rather be there with you. And talking about this, so I apologize to everyone listening that this does not sound as good as we would like. But yeah, you're talking about Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah, they took the option on Mercedes. He'll be in his 13th NFL season next year, Tony.
Yeah, I think it's good, JP. I like it. I think that the fact that his veteran presence, he's still in the upper echelon of tight ends when it comes to blocking. When I say upper echelon, top third. He is what he is, catching the ball. They need to go get a pass-catching tight end. There's no doubt about that. Wouldn't be surprised if they do that in the draft, if they can find a guy. You know, depending on what happens in free agency, we'll find out soon who's going to be free. You know, I'm not sure I would pay the money for Jimmy Graham.
It's a lot of money.
You know, I think Safarian Jenkins, isn't he going to be a free agent, or they're talking about
possibly. We talk about all these free agent guys coming up. In reality, a lot of those guys might not even make it. You know, the last week,
that's
a lot of these
point.
Deals get done.
You don't know. You don't know until you get right to free agency. So, I mean, you can speculate. But I think the one thing that we can all agree upon, that this team needs to do something at the pass-catching tight end position. And I think that is clear without a doubt. But I do like the addition of Mercedes. And I think if you look at this team, even this year, that's one of the areas that they did not have a lot of depth at, as far as, you know, experience. And that's why even with Mercedes being the veteran and kind of up there in age, he was still their number one threat, even when you're talking pass as a pass catcher at that position. So it's something they want to upgrade, and I think they need to do to continue to improve this offense.
There was a report today, Tony, the Dolphins are going to cut Julius Thomas, so he's back out there again.
That's great. I'm not sure. I mean, are you
put
trying
the band
to
back
that?
Together. Come on.
You're trying to tell me that's something we should do?
No, I'm just stating facts. That's it. I'm just saying.
Well, that's a great fact, JP. I appreciate your fact-finding mission there.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would go with that. I think we tried that.
Yes.
And I don't think that worked all that well.
No, not a positive result there. Those kind of guys, though, are hard to find. I mean, the guy that can go make a difference down the field as a tight end, I mean, they don't come around every day.
Well, tell me how many guys are in the NFL that you would say are, you know, real receiving threats.
Gronk.
Where you're like, you got Gronk, you got Kelsey.
Kelsey.
You know, Zach Ertz for Philly, I like him.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure Jimmy Graham in the red zone still is an amazing threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it gets narrow
that
after that. You're right. There's not many.
The fact that it's hard for us to think about it tells you just, you know, what's out there. Hmm. It's not like they come off the top of your head and you're thinking about, you know, all these guys that you would love to have as a pass-catching tight end.
And Witten's been at it for so long in Dallas now, you know.
He's not young.
Yeah, he's old. I mean, would you consider him still that top echelon or no?
You know, he's pretty good as far as when it comes to a possession type of guy. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he still is effective, but he does it because of his, you know, his veteran savvy. I'll tell you a guy I like a lot is Hunter Henry. That's the type of guy you need to get who's going to take over for Antonio Gates in San Diego. It'll be interesting. I mean, I think we've talked about it for a while now, and it's going to become more and more of an issue as you get towards free agency. But if you're looking at places that you really could upgrade this team, JP, would you say tight ends at the top of the list?
That's pretty darn close. If it's not, if interior O-line is not right there, you know, if maybe guard play could be a little improved. But tight end, yeah, especially since you're not going to have Michael Rivera back. They declined the option on him. You got Mercedes Lewis, a couple other question marks at tight end. So you got some holes there. You got some holes on the roster there that won't have bodies in them. So you got to go find a guy. Yeah.
So, listen, you're getting ready. And I said it last week, it's such a different position we've been in as a franchise and as a fan base. I mean, this is usually when everyone's getting so excited because free agency and who we're going to sign. And it's really silly season a little bit because you talk about who's going to win the offseason. Well, you know, a lot of times the team that wins the offseason doesn't win in the regular season.
Yeah, we know all about that. I mean,
yeah. Now, this year was different for us. I thought we had one of the best free agencies and it translated. I mean, you usually don't see what this team did in free agency working that effectively as far as getting guys, you know, top end guys who end up being all pro. You know, Calais Campbell outplayed his contract, you could argue.
Sure.
You know, A.J. Bourrier played up to the level that you paid him, and usually you have to overpay for those guys. I mean, Barry Church, which you paid for him, I mean, you got your money's worth. So that's what's interesting to me this past year, but that's not the case a lot of times. Usually you overpay, and you end up being disappointed with what you have.
This will be an interesting bit of research to go do to see what is the best free agent class in year one for a team. Not just this team, but any team.
Wow.
That'd be tough to do because there's a lot of players, obviously. But if you could, compare it.
You know, we live in such a, you know, immediate, what's happened just, you know, the latest happenings that we say, you know, this is the best, you know, and we forget about history.
Yeah.
You know, but I could argue that what we did last year was maybe one of the best all time. I mean, I'm sure the Green Bay Packers would argue the year they got Reggie White.
And who? I wonder who else was in that class with him.
Well, I don't think it matters if you get Reggie White. I think that pretty much
that's a good point. Yeah,
I think that covers it, doesn't it?
You would think so. This is right up there. I mean, all these guys were impact players for a playoff.
You know
team.
What? I'm not saying Calais Campbell's the type of player Reggie White was, but I bet you if you looked at the numbers and impact in the first year of free agency, it's probably not a lot of difference. Calais Campbell had 15, whatever the number was, sacks. Mm-hmm. And was a presence in the locker room, presence in the run game. I mean, it would be tough. I mean, that was – I don't think any of us saw that kind of production.
I mean, he finished second in AP Defensive Player of the Year voting, for goodness sake.
Well, I'd argue that Aaron Donald won that because he's the best defensive lineman overall.
Yeah.
He didn't have the best year. I mean, Calais Campbell should have been Defensive Player of the Year. If you're talking about a one-year sample size of who is the best defensive player this year impactful, it was Calais Campbell. He should have won it. Now, overall career and what he's probably going to be over the long term, Aaron Donald's as good as it gets. I mean, he's a dominant player. But go look at the numbers. They speak for themselves. Go look at the impact. I mean, what he did. And I know we watch every game, so we see it. The disruption he caused as well. I mean, just his presence. Even when he's not making plays, go watch the tape. And now, I'm not taking anything from Aaron Donald, but I'm biased. But I would have voted. I would have voted for him to be Defensive Player of the Year.
And that's what
But I also would have voted for myself into the Hall of Fame. you see where that gets you.
Funny how that works. Hey, we'll come back. We'll get into a couple of the other. Yo,
hold on, JP. Yeah. I want to this because we don't have Logman here.
Yeah,
which is great.
Uh huh.
And you brought up a topic, and you got absolutely skewered 2 weeks ago by Logman.
What was it? I can't
about
remember.
The topic, you brought up an issue around the quarterback.
Okay.
ESPN had an article today, I believe, by Mike Sando. Mm-hmm. He brought up the same issue, and guess where he says is the best place for Kirk Cousins.
Well, must be around here, huh?
I don't know. Maybe you're ahead of the time. Go look up that. You can look it up in the break. And
I wasn't.
Talk about it.
I wasn't trying to predict anything. I was just stating what people were talking about, Tony. I'm saying
we might have to talk about it a little bit with no Logman here to give you a hard time.
Great. We'll return and get into that. A couple of the offensive linemen who had their option taken by the Jags as well. Pending free agents. We'll break down a few of those names coming up. Check out Jack Hanania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
We're back. Jaguars Thursday. JP Shadrick, Tony Vaselli. No Jeff Lagerman this week. He'll be back with us. I guess he'll be back with us next week.
Lagerman free radio. Something the fans have been asking for.
They're clamoring for it, aren't they?
That's what I've heard. That's the word on the street. My Twitter feed right now is just crazy, going crazy about that.
It is. It's spinning. Like a...
Yeah, it's spinning all right.
Yeah, that's what it's doing. Hey, you're in a hotel right now? What are you paying for the hour in that hotel, Tony?
Paying for the hour? I'm not paying. that's not funny. I'm married. Don't say that kind of stuff. My wife might be listening, and it's not true. It's actually it's a cool hotel. It's the Chicago Athletic Association. It's like an old men's athletic club that they've turned into this really cool hotel with, like an unbelievable game room and all these, the meeting space. One of the meeting spaces is like this old basketball court, wooden basketball court with the old wooden backboards up.
Yeah.
And so this thing, old building, but it's a really cool hotel.
What are you doing in Chicago, if you don't mind us asking? Well, I just did, so, yeah.
Business. You know, JP, I got a lot of things going on. No, I got that, company I own and run, and there was meetings here that I couldn't get out of. And the healthcare company, and so I was trying to get back, and the only flight got me landed at like a 5:40 in Jacksonville. I rushed and caught it, and that meant I was probably not getting to the show until 6:30. So figured I'd just stay here, and plus I gotta go do a little family time, and I gotta go to this competitive cheerleading deal for your daughters.
I could just see you in a competitive cheerleading setting. You are probably the intense dad.
No, I'm not. I'm the mellow guy. The moms are intense. My goodness, they go crazy. But I got a pink shirt. I wear pink shirts both days because their team colors are black and pink. So yeah. I'm the supportive dad, and I don't know what I'm looking at. You know, it all looks good to me. If you can do a flip, like my daughter can do like a back flip twist and on the mat, I'm like, to me, you're the winner. And but they, you know, there's tears if they don't win, and
sure.
I'm like, it's okay. And then I'm reminded, it's like, well, what do you mean it's okay, Dad? If it was a football game, it would be okay if you lost. I'm like, fair enough.
That's a good point. Yeah,
it's a big deal, though. I'm telling you what, it is a huge deal.
So you don't deal with tears that well, huh? Kind of
with my girls. No, it's fine. I'm good with the kids. You know, I love my girls, and they're all good. So it's that time of year. A lot of, we're gone so much during football season. Never home on the weekends, and then doing Thursday night games. So you have to try to put in a little extra family time with the kids and spend time and seeing them and their activities because during the football season you miss some stuff.
We're gonna need to see a family pink shirt photo from Dallas.
You know what I'll do? I will take a picture with me and my daughters in my pink shirt, and I will post it on Twitter, or I guess I'm not a really good Instagram guy, but so probably Twitter. And I'll connect you, JP, and the Jaguars.
I like it. I like
it. Is that how I do it? Is that how people can find it?
Yeah,
I'm not sure how that all works.
Yeah. Put our
should I put a hashtag? There. Like, what hashtag should I put? Good dad?
Or hashtag cheer or something? I don't know.
Cheer dad. How about cheer dad?
Hashtag cheer dad. There you go.
How about last week we were at this thing because I went to another cheer competition last week, and there was a dad. You think these football fans, he had like painted hair and a sign and hat and cowbells and like his hat was all lit up with like Christmas tree lights.
See,
like, this dude was committed.
That could be you, Tony.
Well, I thought the pink shirt was as far as I could go. Really,
you can always go further, Tony.
No, not gonna happen, JP.
You mentioned before the break an article about the quarterback.
I was looking it up here on my phone. Did you find it?
I think it's from a little while ago. If it's Sandoz.
No. Oh, you sure? It just posted today.
Really? I'll have to check it out. I haven't found it yet. I found one about a month ago from the insider site on ESPN.
No, go to ESPN.com, and it's down below. So it just talks about the – so basically it has seven teams in the Kirk Cousins, race. Mm-hmm. Jets, Vikings, Browns, Jaguars, Broncos, Cardinals, Bills.
Oh,
and he got evaluates each team and the cap room and what they can offer. One thing I did not like in his Jets rundown, he said part of the Jets plan would be signing Cousins and getting Allen Robinson in free agency. I'm like, whoa, wait a second.
Whoa,
now. Don't get
time out.
Hands yeah, let's on. Not get ahead of ourselves here, boys and girls.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, too. I mean, we'll get back to the quarterback in a moment. The Allen Robinson stuff, Tony. I mean, you know, you think the whole offseason up to now is a slam dunk. They'll sign him. No big deal. But he's not signed until he's signed. You know?
No. I mean, because if you're Allen Robinson, so I guess here's my question for Allen Robinson. And I don't know what the Jags are offering him. I mean, unless it's been leaked or you've heard something.
I have not, no.
So if you know his agents, they're all cheating. So they're talking to other teams. I mean, you just know it. I mean, come on.
Right.
And that's I'm fine with it, actually. Whatever best for the player. So if you're Allen Robinson, you think you can get close to, number one receiver money out of the open market, why would you sign unless the Jaguars are going to give you that?
Right. I mean, from his perspective, yeah, there's no reason. Right.
And that's why if I'm the Jaguars, I would probably just franchise him. But you run the risk if you franchise him and he has a big year, he's going to break the bank next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things, and you just don't know what's going through Allen Robinson's mind either. Is he basically saying, outside of number one receiver money, I'm not signing, so franchise me and I'll play for $15 million next year. So, but to your point, JP, until he signed, it's not over.
No.
I mean, there's no guarantee he's coming back.
No. You can feel like it all you want. You better sign him.
I think they need to sign him.
Well, what else do they have? I mean, if they don't, they're going to run out the same three rookies, now second-year guys, they had last year at the end of the season.
Well, I mean, the only other real free agent out there is, Jarvis Landry?
Well, no, they franchised him today.
Oh, did they franchise him today?
The Dolphins, yeah, the Dolphins did that today.
So I think you got to franchise him. So you look at what this – so I was looking at this thing, but he basically – going back to the Kirk Cousins deal, I mean, this guy on ESPN, Sando, he basically said the Jaguars can guarantee him $95 million and over the first 3 years of his contract, he'd make a total of $95 million. And his point was the Jaguars led the league in rushing, one of the best defenses in all football. You get Allen Robinson back. They have plenty of cap room to do it and keep – their entire defense, if they make some moves, you know, he has them letting go Chris Ivory and Allen Hurns. And he said that's the best. If he was Kirk Cousins, that's who he would go to, is the Jaguars. So I don't know if the Jags are doing it. I still stand by what I said. I'd bring back Blake Bortles. But what I thought was cool, evaluating all the teams, it's nice that the national media is, like, picking Jacksonville in some of these things, you know, outside of being, like, the worst place to go.
Right. Well, guess what? When you go to the AFC Championship game, the narrative changes a little bit, Tony.
Hey, no crap, JP. We know that. I'm just saying it feels good. Can we enjoy it a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy it. Yes. It's fine.
Oh, so you don't.
It's great.
Okay.
It's fine.
Are you playing the role of Logman now?
I am, yeah. I'm filling in for Logs tonight.
You're taking just be a jackass role.
Right.
Just be the contrary.
The JA role. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Are we allowed to say that word on there? Okay.
I think you just
did. I
didn't
violate any rules, did I?
I think you just said it twice. That's okay, though.
Joe, did I violate any rules? Am I going to get in trouble?
No, he said yeah, actually.
Oh, great.
I
apologize to all the kids listening. My wife hates that word. I get in so much trouble at home when I say it.
But we're going to find out, Tony. I mean, we're going to find out pretty soon, next couple of weeks, if it's even a thing. Like, they'll have the two-day window to negotiate. I'm using air quotes, of course. And then they'll have an idea whether they're even the hunt, if they're even going to go after Cousins or another quarterback or whatever. They may not. They might already have you know, the fifth year ready to roll for Blake and just be done with it. I mean,
I told you what I would do.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd do it. I mean,
no, it's a lot of risk. You're rolling the dice for a guy you don't really know, you know?
Well, because I mean, if it was apples to apples and you were paying Kirk Cousins and Blake Bortles the exact same amount of money, you'd probably go with Kirk Cousins,
maybe,
right?
Yeah. But you're not.
Where they are today. But that means you're saying Blake Bortles can't get any better, which I think he can. I think he's going to improve. I think he improved this year, and I think coming back in the same system again is going to make him better. So I think Blake Bortles can get better. Man, locking up, if you have to pay $95 million over 3 years for Kirk Cousins, that is a lot of cash.
That's the biggest in history, right?
A lot of cash. I mean, God bless him and good for him, but holy cow. You're talking ridiculous cheddar.
Yeah, that would be a lot. We'll see.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I thought it was interesting reading the article today. And the only thing I liked about it on the takeaway is that I thought it spoke highly of all the teams, the seven teams that they're saying he could go to, that the best situation if you want to win a Super Bowl is Jacksonville.
We're going to come back, and we'll get into some pending free agents for the Jags. And, yes, the Combine is next week. We'll talk through all that right around the corner. PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. And it's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
We're back. JP Shadrick, not Jeff Lagerman. He's on vacation. Tony Boselli with us in Chicago tonight. Combine coming up next week. Our coverage begins Wednesday from the Indiana Convention Center at Radio Row. We'll have interviews, press conferences from Jaguars brass. Both are scheduled on Wednesday, live shows. Some prospect interviews going up. And much more behind-the-scenes access that's coming up next week on Jaguars.com. Do you watch the Combine, Tony?
A little bit. Not a lot.
You watch our coverage on Jaguars.com every day.
Yes, I keep track of it that way. But am I going to sit down and turn on NFL Network and watch them do whatever? No, I doubt it. I mean, if I'm doing nothing else and I'm sitting in front of the TV, maybe at night go jump over to get some highlights of the combine but there's nothing really excites me watching guys running 40s.
Right. I mean, we're there.
I mean, you can literally just go online the next day or that afternoon or that night and get all the stats you want.
That's right.
I mean, that's all I look for. Now I'll follow it. I'll go see who performs well and the measurables and all that kind of stuff. And I'll watch a lot of tape when we start getting down to it, you know, start watching tape of the, top five guys at positions. You start kind of hearing who the Jaguars are interested in, go watch those guys. But I'm not going to sit there and watch the combine.
Yeah, we're there, right? But we're not there. We're in a different building altogether. The actual on-field stuff is inside Lucas Oil Stadium, and our setup's across the street at the Indiana Convention Center. So, if there wasn't a TV in the place, we wouldn't see one drill while we're there.
And this is later in the – isn't this combine a little bit later than usual, JP?
Well, it's usually the last week of February, but they've moved it like a day later in the week. So it goes into like Sunday or Monday now. Like it's a little later in the normal week than it was.
I always thought it like started the Friday before the last day of the week because I don't remember them going into March like they're going to this year.
Yeah, I think it's just an anomaly in the schedule. It's something odd, you know. But it is strange because, the players come through the media center. They do all the medical stuff, the media center by position group, and then the next day that position group, whoever came through, is on the field, and then the next position group's flying into town. So they're not even all in town at the same time. They're coming and going and people moving. And it's a circus, man. It really is. It's turned into a big show.
Do you think it would be better if you could do, timing-wise, I don't think you can, but do the free agency after the draft? And so you found out what you got in the draft and then you could fill out the roster from that?
Oh, just flip-flop them, right?
Yeah, I mean, and do you need –
Well, you'd have to move the off-season program back because guys are on the field and all that stuff, right?
But just flip the draft. I mean, do you need 4 months to do the draft?
Maybe they would say yeah. They would say yeah.
Yeah, probably, because I guess you got to do all the workouts and pro days and everything else. Yeah. It doesn't work. I mean, I think you have to do it the order they do it.
But I see what you're going with. I mean, you would see what you have new, and then you could – the guys coming out in free agency wouldn't like that because their value would go down, you know?
Well, or it would go up.
Or it could go up, depending on the situation.
You never know, but timing-wise, it doesn't work because you're right, the off-season program would be all out of whack.
Yeah, I mean, they have to move it back. The workout programs and all that start early, you know? They start before the draft, right? I mean, they'd start early April, I think, is when the off-season.
You know, we used to start the second week of March.
Wow.
Second, third week of March, we'd be back here working out. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, it's your job. You can work out anyways. I mean, I don't think it's good to take that much time off, especially the older you get, man. You get out of shape, it's hard to get back in shape. I think you got to stay in shape year round.
I mean,
you got to train differently, and you got to take care of your joints and not kill yourself. But I don't think you can. You need to take. So this team played January 22nd, 23rd, JP?
Somewhere in there, yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you need to take 2.5 months off of working out if you're a professional athlete? I don't think so.
I mean, that's your job. That's your livelihood. So always going to be in pretty good shape.
I hate the whole CBA. Like limiting guys, when they can come to the facility.
I mean, you were a teacher's pet anyway. So, I mean, you were always here no matter what.
No, but just make it voluntary. And just if you don't want to be here, don't be here. Now, the argument of that is that the coaches take advantage of that. And if you're not a veteran guy who is, you know, a big salary or one of the better players, you're out of luck. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, but I've just never understood. You know, you're sitting there, your job is to play football. You're trying to play football, and for that to happen just makes no sense. But anyways, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway. We've been promising these pending free agents, and I want to get your thoughts, ideas on some of these guys that are coming up for the Jags. We mentioned the Allen Robinson stuff that needs to get done, and we'll see if it gets done over the next few weeks. How about Aaron Colvin? There's, John Osier the other day on Jaguars.com Live was saying, hey, you know what, maybe there's some momentum with this, and you have him back, and you just go ahead, you pay him the number one money and be done with it and keep your defense together. What do you say?
Well, I think there's some thought that you might not have to pay him number one to keep him. If you go get Kirk Cousins, you can't keep him. But if you don't and you go and say, we're going to roll the dice with Blake another year, you can pay him. I mean, you can afford to keep him, and you can work it under the cap. Is that the best use of resources? That's the argument.
That's right.
And I'll tell you one thing. If I'm Aaron Colvin, I don't think I signed anything, you know, unless it's close to number one money from the Jaguars. You know, I'm going to go out there and see what I can get.
It might be his one chance ever, you know, to be on the market.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, corners are a premium position, and he has proven he can play inside. I think he can play outside, if he needs to. He is a very good football player.
Yeah, I mean, that's where he wants to play. He wants to be outside and be a premier corner in the league. So,
well, if that's the case, then he needs to leave because it's not happening here with A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, those guys are around here.
I mean, those guys are better than him.
True.
That's nothing against Aaron Colvin, but those are the two of the premium corners in the NFL. I mean, Colvin is very good, and I want him back. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if you're going to be able to afford him. I think you can fit it in the cap if you keep Bortles. I know you can. It's not that I think you can. I know you can. You can keep your whole defense, including Darius, if you keep Bortles.
I know they consider him like a starter, but, I mean, the nickel's on the field, 60-something percent of the time?
Yeah, he plays a ton, but what are you going to pay him? What is Aaron Colvin going to get? I have no idea. I just know this. I think in the open market, he gets paid more than the Jaguars are willing to pay him. That's my gut. I could be dead wrong.
What, do you have a bigger deal than Boye got last year?
No. But I think he's going to be close up there.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the top guys at that position coming out in free agency. So,
I mean,
has to be.
Is there any free agent lists out there?
I haven't
Have
really
you seen
looked
any?
Today. Yeah, I'm sure there's some. I just haven't looked through them.
I'd love to see where they rank him as far as free agents, potential free agents that are available. Can you effort that, or can Max do something?
We'll take a look. We'll take a look.
As Max sits back on his rear end in the back.
Well, but then again, that's kind of funny, too, because a lot of those guys won't be on the list in a week. They'll get signed or franchised or whatever.
I think it would be funny to see – not funny. Interesting to see where he is on that list right now.
Yeah, I'll have to do a little more research on that.
You want me? I'll do it.
Go ahead, Tony. I got a show to host. We got video. We got audio. We got all this stuff going on. Hey, how about Paul Posluszny? What do you think about Paul?
All right, here we go.
Are you listening, Tony?
I'm looking at this.
Well, answer the question. What do you think about Paul Posluszny's chances of coming back?
Paul Posluszny, you know. I think Paul Posluszny, I would try to bring him back as a backup. I would, but that's where I am.
Yeah, I wonder if he wants to be a backup, you know? Because I'm sure there's a team or two out there that would want a player of his caliber to go play for them all the time, right?
Yeah, so here's an interesting – I got this NFL.com list.
Sweet.
This came out as of – January 10th. So a lot, you know, like number one is Jimmy Garoppolo, so he's off. Number two is Cousins. Three is Breeze. He's going to be off. Four is Le'Veon Bell. Five is DeMarcus Lawrence. Six is Allen Robinson. That's interesting. Allen Robinson's ahead of Bridgewater, Sheldon Richardson, Ansa, Landry, Sammy Watkins. I mean, a bunch of really good players.
Yeah.
Interesting here, I'm at 22. I'm at 25, top 25 free agents, nothing, Aaron Colvin. Notable omissions, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 more names. Marquise Lee is one of them. Hmm. No Aaron Colvin.
Wow, really?
So they have 40 guys listed.
How many corners are on that? How many corners in that list?
Okay, here we go. You have LaMarcus Joyner. I don't know. He's a safety cornerback hybrid. Tremaine Johnson, corner. Malcolm Butler, corner. Brashad Breeland, corner.
Yeah. So a handful.
Vontae David, a handful. Brent Grimes.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you're looking for, I guess. You know?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm surprised. So that he is not anywhere. Let's go to another one. Let's check another list, JP. We got another list.
You're all about lists. You love
this. This is the WalterFootball.com. I think Walter is in his basement somewhere building this list.
Or in the hotel room next to yours.
Or he might be right. He might be sharing a room with me. So I'm going down this list. This one has Allen Robinson as the 18th. Free agent. Josh Gordon is above him. I don't think so. I'm at 25.
Well, by raw on the field talent, is Gordon better than Allen Robinson? When
he's pretty special, but right. It's more than just that.
Yep.
I mean, I think we all agree with that.
I agree. Yep.
So I'm at top 50.
Still no Colvin, huh?
Aaron Colvin, 61st rated according to Walter in his basement, his mother's basement, the 61st rated.
So, I mean, maybe that's just because we're here in this market and we know AC and we know him and we've seen him and we've seen him make plays and do what he does, and that just doesn't translate to the national narrative of it. I wonder if teams see it differently.
Number 62 is a name that Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Yeah.
Only 25 years old.
Young guy, wow.
But comes with character and effort concerns. Hmm. So just a little bit of insight, you know, what we're looking at. But you're right. You say something that's very true, JP, is sometimes you fall in love with your own guys. And you, as a fan base, and that's you can overvalue them. So
it's a trick. That's why the football people make football decisions. Hey, we'll come back, Tony, and we'll go around the National Football League. Some news around the league this week. Experience Everbank Field in an entirely new way on a fully guided behind-the-scenes private tour. Visit Jaguars.com for more information. It's Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday continues right now.
Check out Jack Hanania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. Jaguars Thursday continues.
So, JP.
Yes,
I got,
Tony.
My last list. We'll do one last list.
Sweet. Can't wait.
So this is the best one. I think this is the most accurate.
Is it? What garage is this from? What basement is this from?
No, this is ESPN. So I got ESPN, latest list, updated list as of all the signings and everything else. Free. It has Allen Robinson is 13, but that makes him the top receiver available. And it has Aaron Colvin, number 19, which makes him the third rated corner in free agency.
See, that makes a little more sense than Walter in his
basement.
I agree.
And then a couple, you know, you talk about tight ends, you got Jimmy Graham at number 8, and then you have Trey Burton, who is a pass catching tight end from Philadelphia.
He threw the touchdown to the quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he might be someone you look at. You know, you look at offensive linemen. Is there any offensive linemen that you'd go after? I don't think so. Yeah. But yet, your top guard is Andrew Norwell, the former Carolina Panther, the number 6 overall free agent.
Is he any good?
Yeah, good player. You know, he's a He was a late round or free agent type of guy, fought his rear end off to get on the field. He got better every year, and you know, the last year and a half has played really high-end football. So, good football player.
There you have it. The list to end all lists.
The list. Right, so I just figured, you know, so interesting stuff.
It is, and we've got a little while. We've got a week or two to figure that out. Hey, let's go around the National Football League. And
Tony,
let's put a group together and buy the Panthers. What do you think? $2.8
billion.
$2.8 billion.
Yeah. Billion.
Right. Right. That's all. That's all it takes.
I thought you said million.
No. That's a B. With a B as in billion.
That's big cash. I wonder what are the Jags worth right now?
Well, the story I saw today was that Forbes in 2017 has had the Panthers at $2.3 billion in the annual rankings. That was 21st in the league, and you would think that the Jags would be a little bit below that. Because they were what? Mr. Khan bought them for $780?
$760, I believe.
Joe Fortunato is saying $1.75 billion now, I believe.
As of this year?
Right. The most recent rankings? Oh, last year, the same list as Carolina was.
Oh, last year.
So yeah, last
year. If it went up, you know, let's say proportionally, you know, like they did. So let's say went up, it's, you know, $2 billion right now or $2.1 billion it's worth.
Pretty good investment.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean I don't know what the Comm family plans on doing. Or not, but it's not like they're selling it. So what does it matter what it's worth right now?
That's a good point. Yes, it'll be important when they decide to do something with it, if they ever do.
Right, they might be. You know, listen. You look at it's one of the great things about the Khan family is in Shad. You know, being the owner of this team, you got his two kids. You know, Tony, who loves it, is part of it and involved in it, and his sister Shauna. So I think this is a. This very well could be a generational team within the Khan family, which would be fine with me.
Right, because there's so much other things, so many other things going on in their family, at least financially, that they don't have to have this as the moneymaker. You know, they can have this and
well,
enjoy.
It's none of my business.
Right.
But what I like about it, he's a great owner. Yeah. I mean, he invests in the team, and it gives us gives you know the franchise the best chance of winning year in and year out with resources, and is not afraid to be bold and make big decisions, and then also what you know he does around the development around the stadium. So I don't think we could have we couldn't have got more fortunate having Shad and his family being the owners of this franchise, and you hope it just stays generational. And I bring that up because at that point, who cares what it's worth? I mean, it sounds nice, but if you're not going to sell it, I mean, it's like owning a house right now. I mean, I get all these emails saying your house is well worth X, and I'm like, okay, it's only worth one. Number one, if someone's willing to pay for it, and if I'm willing to sell it. So outside of that, I mean, it's nice. It makes you feel good. But it's not going to, it's not like all of a sudden you get more money because your house or your team goes up in value.
Well, me and you and 23 of our friends can go in on the Panthers if you want. One person.
See, that's the thing. What's 1%? 1% of 2.8 billion is 2.8 million, I believe.
You're better at math than I am. I don't know. It's probably more than that. Yeah.
No, it's 20. I'm sorry. 1% would be 20.8 million. Over almost $21 million.
Yeah.
So no, that's 100. If we got 100 people together, we're not going with that. So yeah. you need to probably get 1,000. Maybe 1,000 people. Maybe
the problem is, Tony, that one person has to own 30% and put that sum down up front to buy the team. So.
So 30%. That's
a lot of money.
You look at. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's possible, Tony, for us, at least our group.
No, it's like $930 million. Put that in perspective. Sean Conn bought the Jaguars for $760 million, 100% of it.
Yeah.
However many years ago, 5 years, 6 years ago, years ago.
2012, yeah.
So 6 years ago. To buy 30% of the Panthers, you got to put down $930 million.
It's incredible, man, how times have changed over the last year.
It really is.
It's unreal.
Put that in perspective.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys, I was just looking at this. There are new numbers from Forbes. There's been a 6% increase since the last time they put out numbers. That's a little over a year. So the Jaguars have gained 6%. They think they're now worth $2.075
billion. Wow.
That's remarkable.
Wow. How about that? Hey, let's move along. A couple more notes here. Drew Brees and the Saints are going to talk about a new deal to combine.
Hold on, JP, real quick, just to make sure. If we can get 10,000 people together and find 10,000 people to put $280,000 in a kitty, we can own the Panthers.
Well, you can only have up to 25. That's the league rule.
No.
That's the problem. We got issues, Tony. I think we're out. I think we're out of the running.
We each come up with $112 million. That's outside my price range.
Yeah, that's well outside mine as well.
Even though my house has gone up in value lately, I don't think it's going to cover the $112 million.
Not quite that much. Drew Brees is not going anywhere, is he? The Saints?
No, he's not going anywhere. You don't think, but like Allen Robinson, until he signed, it's not over. But I would be shocked, JP, if he goes anywhere.
It would take a lot of money to get him out of New Orleans. Marty Herney named the Panthers GM. He was the interim, and, of course, he was the GM there from 02 to 12.
But, JP, think about this. He was the interim, and then misconduct from his ex-wife or someone that he was put on suspended or something, and then he was cleared of all charges. They were bogus, and now he's the GM. You talk about a roller coaster ride of, I'm getting this right. Am I not, JP?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Yes, that's.
I mean, I don't want to say. I think that's. Let's confirm that. Just make sure. But I'm pretty sure that's the story over the last month that he has been through. As an individual.
But either way, he's back as the GM again. Adam Vinatieri is going to play his 23rd season in 2018. We got 30 seconds, Tony.
That's great. He's pretty good. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Okay.
Yeah, Marty Herney, just real quick, he was put on paid administrative leave after his wife made a sexual harassment or ex-wife.
He's back.
He's cleared of all allegations. So
Tony, enjoy your hotel. We'll see you next time.
Leave?
Gotta go.
Ready, JP? Come on.
Tony Vaselli, Jaguars Thursday, Jaguars Radio.